Mitch McConnell.
Blog Talk Radio.
In the building, as promised. I got my people's Four Wheel City in the building. Fellas, introduce yourself.
Yeah, man. Rick Fire, the producer.
Alright.
Daddy.
Now, y'all boys been doing y'all thing, man. Y'all best be pushing. First of all, I want to know how y'all came together, man. How y'all got to start this movement right here?
Well, I got injured 3 years prior to TAP. I was walking home from school one day and I got hit by a straight bullet. You know, we shot me. At the time, I was already into music, like DJing and all that. I used to be the DJ for a family. Whenever the family had a party, like birthday party, they would always call me. And when I came home, I had a lot of time in my hand. I still have the passion for music. So my mom bought me a drum machine. My man told me about the MPC-60. And he was into doing production back in the day. But at that time, the 2000, I just came out. MPC-2000. I went and purchased that. And I started doing beats in my house. And one day, it was my son's birthday. And I ordered some Domino's pizza. So I went downstairs to go get it, and then I seen this lady in front of my building. She asked to speak to me. I said, "Yo, let me go get the pizza first." At the time, I didn't know that was his mom's. So when I came back, she was like, "Do you mind being my son's friend?" I was like, "Who's your son, and why you want to be my friend?" And then she briefly told me about what happened to him. He had just came home from the hospital. He was in the chair like me. He lived in the next building, and he didn't know anybody else in the chair. So I gave him my phone number just to start up a friendship, and he called me the next day just to ask me regular questions about wheelchair stuff. It wasn't even about music. I didn't know he rapping, he didn't know I was doing beat. He lived in the next building on the 14th floor, and I also lived on the 14th floor. I could see his window from my window. I just feel like it was God's plan.
Yeah, man, for real. For real, I ain't gonna lie. Listening to it, like, it definitely sounds like destiny, man. Now, like, who are some of the people that influenced y'all to get into hip hop?
Man, a lot of people. As far as production, I used to look up to a lot of people, like Dr. Dre, artists, everybody from Tupac and from LL. Everybody from the old school, man.
Yeah.
You mean? I grew up listening to everybody. First, it started out, you know, with Kool G Rap, you know, Slick Rick, like the storytellers. And then when it got more hard, I got into Ice Cube. I'm talking about when I was little. I was listening to those guys little. Then got into Nas, you know, Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac, you know, but then a lot of people in my neighborhood too, a lot of guys that was around me growing up. I was down with a crew called Elite Cartel Nova, and it was a lot of dudes that was around me that was nice too. Because it was more, rap was a little different back then. If you could be around your friends and y'all all be trying to get at each other, smoking, growing up, you know, doing ciphers, you know, we used to do ciphers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was influenced by just hip hop itself and just the artists that was out.
I can tell, you know, because one thing, y'all got that traditional 90s sound. When I was listening to some of your stuff, it still feel like 90s, man. Remind me, a couple of your songs reminded me of something the Tribe might have made. But then y'all got something, a couple of joints like the Beat Nuts might have made. Then y'all got some hard joints, you know what I mean? But y'all make it with a lot of positive influence, man. How did y'all come up with that? Was that planned or that just when y'all get together, that's just how it comes out?
It happened organically, over time. When I first started with Rick, we didn't have no plan. It just was first time I met Rick, we started, it was I was with my homie. He came with me to Rick's house the first time I met him. At the time, when I first came home from the hospital and stuff, I was scared to cross the street by myself in a wheelchair. So everywhere I went, I would take somebody with me, and a dude I brought with me, his name was Pete, to meet Rick for the first time. He was into music too, Like, he's my friend from years. We was doing music together before my injury. So when he seen Rick working with the Beat Machine, that's how we connected through music. So Rick gave me some beats. I went home, wrote. And when I first was writing, I was writing about same stuff like I was writing about before I got injured. And it was cool because I was still doing it good. Well, at first I had to get my stamina, my breath control. I had to learn kind of how to rap again. Like, I would still get ideas how to write, but I had to learn how to rap again. Like, keep my breath, like, stay on flow on the beat. Kind of had to train myself again. So I was able to do that working with Rick. And I was rhyming about the same stuff I always rhyme about, like, you know, being a tough guy, you know, the gangster rap stuff. Mm-hmm. But, and then after a couple of years, I started feeling like, after I'm starting to live the wheelchair life more and getting experiences, I'm starting to go through stuff I never heard in rap before. I'm starting to go through stuff that was bothering me. So I'm like, me as an artist, I started wanting to write about it, to be more creative and be different. So that idea kind of sparked like different songs, like The Movement, In My Shoes, just that feeling. And then just the feeling. And then Rick, he was doing beats that me listening to music all my life, I know what rap was supposed to sound like, but I was like, you know what? How about we take the sound and just change the message? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like a deliberate thing, like to take the sound mm-hmm. and just change the message.
And that's dope because, you know, in this day and age, with everybody just popping bottles,
yeah.
Nobody really saying nothing, you know, it was refreshing to hear that, you know, and y'all be doing a lot of, like, you know, if a person keep up with y'all do a lot of shows that benefit kids and yeah. benefit different people, like, you know what I'm saying? And y'all be in front of big, crazy crowds, man. Yeah. Like, how did that feel? Like, what was the first joint y'all did that had a crazy crowd?
First year we did, crazy crowd, did at the school across the street from our building, 2019, for 5-5, that was the first time, right?
Yeah, it's a few of them. It usually always dealt with kids or like in the school, but one time we also went to, we went to Austin, Texas one time. It's funny because we about to go back there, and we did this this performance at a conference for I think it's the SBLN, like the business. I forgot the name, the organization, but they deal with businesses that like to get the laws, getting the businesses to adapt to laws for people with disabilities in the workplace. Mm-hmm. So it was like a whole bunch of companies there, big audience. And like it's so funny because we missed our flight to get there. As soon as we got there, it's like they just rushed us, like, you know what I mean? But it was, so by the time we finished performing, we felt rushed, but at the end, they gave us like a big standing ovation, right. Like a big crowd. And it was like, to me, that performance, like, I felt something, like, at the end, I felt like wow, like, these people really, because it wasn't like, our normal like stuff we do with the kids or something. It's just like the audience, like professional people and all this stuff. And
they really liked
what we did, and I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Now, you know, the G Mix, man. How y'all hook up with Snoop, and what was the inspiration behind all that right there?
Man, let me tell you the story. Cause he went to school with some dude.
That's why I tell kids, yo, go to school. Like that's part of our message to kids. Like when we go to school, is to like. Don't just see it as educate, like don't just see it as schoolwork. It's a chance to like meet people. And I was going to LaGuardia College, Community College in Queens one time, and I had met this dude when I was going there, and I was just going to do my own mixtapes. This was like, and I was in the chair, and he used to work in a record store, so me and him could kick it. Long story short, I see him a few years later inside a club. And me and him kicked it, gave me his number, we changed numbers, and he called me like a few days later, like, yo, boom, 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 I told Snoop about y'all and stuff, and y'all want to do something, yo, got to meet him, and then we end up meeting him, and everything fell into place like that, like, and the thing that was crazy was, like, we was thinking, like, damn, like, Snoop never did, like, if we get an opportunity, what if we get Snoop to, like, do something that we do. Like, get them on a song to, like, rap about something different. So that's why we, because we could have did anything to be, but we, like, wanted to G-mix to the Welcome to Reality song, which is the song that we do our program for the schools. That's the remix to it. And we put them on it just because we knew, like, that that legacy is that, because we still do it. We still doing the program now. So to have that, like, remix with him, it would, like, mean something.
So, well, we're going to get into that video right now. We got the brothers. We're going to throw the fours up, and we definitely going to get into that joint. We're going to get into that G-Mix featuring Snoop Dogg. We in the building. Beef Stew Radio. All right? Beef Stew Radio.
G-Mix.
Yeah, yeah, be a hold. Let me hear something. Let me hear something. Now, yo, yeah.
What up, Uncle Jay?
What he do?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll sing.
Oh, we'll sing.
Big Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Foot to the flow. Trick.
Let's
now
go.
Stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money. Now stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, mister. Mr. Knucklehead, messing up in school, mister. Mr. Hat to the back. To do rag on, pants hanging off your ass with your dirty drawers on. Mr. Can't think, read or write. Mr. Hanging in the streets all night. Mr. Ain't too bright. Mr. Wanna drink beer, smoke weed and shoot dice. Mr. Wanna carry guns, cause you can't fight. Mr. 20 years old, still in the ninth grade. Supposed to be in class, but you in the hallway. You living life the wrong way, headed down the wrong path. And I've been trying to put you on, boy, you wanna do is laugh. Mr. Gotta stay high, gotta stay fly. Mr. Living life like you never gone. Yeah, I ain't trying to play, I'm trying to open up your eyes. For you end up in jail or end up paralyzed.
Now stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money. Now stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money.
Yeah, let me talk to you, miss. Miss thinks she all that, thinks she cute, miss. Miss weaving your hair, it's a tight jean on. In the mirror all day, like you got it going on. Miss don't care about what you look. Miss, why you carry a school textbook in your pocketbook? Miss Paris Hilton, Britney, top model, wannabe. Trying to sneak up in the club, it's your fake ID. Miss finish school, be all you can be. Get a college degree, grow up to be smarter than me. Don't waste your time chasing Mr. Mister. It's all Mister wants to do is hit ya. Get the picture, sister, sister. I ain't trying to play you, trying to prevent ya. Making a mistake, I'm trying to convince ya. Before it's too late and that reality hits ya.
Big Snoop Dogg, I'm down with the movement, man. This ain't just a record, it's a movement, it's a feeling. Four Wheel City, we're about doing something righteous, man. So all the kids that listen to this, that's getting a message, listen to these brothers, because they're telling you something that's real. Personal experiences, you know what I'm saying? From Snoop Dogg to y'all, get in line, pay attention, so you can be something. You might be the next Snoop Dogg.
Now, I live that G life, born and raised in that Long Beach street life. Real, kills the phony, still feel the homies, my testimony. iPad, Mac 4 like a Sony. We thoroughbreds and you just a pony. Roll with me, I'm the one that you would wanna know. Roll with me, cause I'm a West Coast original. Roll with me, with four wheels to the floor. Slow, tic tac toe, now here we go. Stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money. Now stop, look, welcome to reality. It's the city rolling with the D-O-double-G. Degrees, you big dummy. Cheese to get honey, yep, we get money.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. You know what I'm talking about? This is what we do. See, some of y'all like to talk about it. We be about it. We're trying to educate, elevate, and levitate at the same time. Can you dig that? Yeah, four wheels to the floor. Roll on. My nephew, you know how we do. Four Wheel City. Boss Dog. Yeah, we connected, man. Real spit. Can you dig that? I'm gonna have to get me some wheels too, nephew. Put some days on mine, though. You know how I did it in training day. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, now roll with it. Yeah, come on, roll with it. Yeah, now come on, you roll with me. Yeah, yeah, come on, you roll with it. Yeah, all my homies in the chair, roll with me. Come on, yeah, come on, roll with me. Come on, yeah. All my homies in the chair, roll on, yeah, roll on, roll on, yeah, roll on, roll on. Yeah, got his flag on the back of his. One of my homies got a radio on the back of his. You know what I'm talking about? Listen to that gangster music while he riding in the police out. Real spit. Ain't nothing but some game, man. G-A-M-E. General amount of money earned. Can you dig that? Yeah.
Definitely a hot joint, definitely a hot video, man. I wanna, like, when y'all go around talking to kids, man, like, you know, what's some of the things that they ask y'all, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure kids cling to y'all and ask y'all certain things.
They ask all types of questions, like, oh, how did you get in the chair, what happened, what it feels like to be in the chair. So basically what we try to do is what happened to us, as an example, right? What can happen to you if you go around playing around with guns and all that? Guns ain't nothing to play with. And me, whoever shot me, maybe the bullet wasn't intended for me, but it ended up ruining my life. You know what I'm saying? It hit me instead of hitting his intended target. So whenever you pick up a gun and you're trying to shoot somebody, you might not get your target, you might get somebody innocent. So we're trying to explain that to the kids. I tell my story. He can tell his story, which is the whole opposite story from my story.
Okay.
So that's basically what we do, and they get it at the end.
That's what's up. But what about our parents? Like, you know, the parents that got little sons that they feel their son's going the wrong way. Do they ever come and be like, you know, I want you to really reach out to my son. I want you to speak one-on-one with him. You know what I mean? Do they ever do that coming at
you? Yeah, that happens quite often. Sometimes be the teachers, like in the schools. We get like a lot of emails about stuff like that sometimes about it could be somebody headed down the wrong path or somebody, something just happened to them and they can't get over it. So it goes like both ways like that, and I always try to just stay level with it, because we can't really make up stuff. So I just rely back on our experience and what we've been through to be like the key to help somebody. But like a lot of times, like the parents or teachers, because a lot of times it's just people who's around the kids a lot usually be the ones who would speak up and ask for something like that. And even the kids themselves sometimes be surprised, because from time we perform, and it could be anywhere, but we do like a Q&A, and nobody won't, like some of them will ask a question, like you said, some of the questions, like trying to ask me about, one of the questions they always ask me about that surprises sometimes is like about my cousin, because like my cousin was the one who shot me by accident. But they always ask about that relationship and stuff, or then sometimes they come up and they'll be like, they just say something totally different that nobody got up and said. They give you like a personal, like a whole different side of something that sometimes I'd be like, wow, like this one kid, he was like, one of the last shows we did at school in San Antonio, he was telling us about something that happened with a girl he was dating, some other kids, some crazy stuff. I'm hearing this stuff like, yo, like, and you in school today, you know, like, so stuff like that. Like a lot of kids are dealing with trauma, the parents, and they don't
I think we, our stories and the way we do our show or our presentation, I think it gives like parents, because we had shows where even the teachers tell stories of seeing somebody get shot. We had one like that where I think it gives people a chance to open up.
Yeah, I'm, it's about what's crazy, because I got a similar situation like young bros, but it was my god brother, you know. Yeah. When we was young, like we was like 12, 11, we took somebody's gun, we was playing with it, and it went off and shot him in the arm in the elevator in Clinton. You know what I'm saying? We was like the talk of the neighborhood, but he was fortunately that it was just hit him in his arm, mm-hmm. and just kind of messed up his muscles, but he ended up getting stronger after he going to therapy and all that. But you know, when y'all telling me, man, it's like deep, it just brought that memory back, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was once a kid like that, you know what I'm saying? Fucking around, you know what I'm saying? And it happened. It's like, y'all two, man, I'm impressed with y'all, because some people be bitter, you know what I'm saying? And y'all don't have no bitterness in it. Then with the fact that y'all could go around and pass the message to other people, I just want to know, like, what keep y'all going on that? Like,
God, man, trust me, not easy. You just got to take it one day at a time and just do it from the heart and make sure your story could save the next generation. Me, what kept me motivated is at the time when I got shot, I grew up in at the time and it was like 4 months pregnant. So I had no choice, I had to live for that kid. And he just graduated college, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like he was my motivation besides my moms and the rest of my family. But once you have a child and it was a son, I mean, you know what they say, when God bless you with a son, this son, right? The first child. So he became my motivation to this day. I have a daughter now, but at that time, I didn't care about anything, no chair. I just wanted to live and breathe.
Y'all got the song Noah, you know, because I feel like your albums and your music is hip-hop and spiritual at the same time. Mm-hmm. Noah, what's the inspiration behind the Noah joint?
Well, I came up with the whole concept, because when I do music, I tell Tap all the time, is I feel like somebody's talking to me. I'll be in the house dolo and I just zoned out. I feel like the spirit be telling me what to say and how to do the beat. So whenever I do a beat, I always hear a message behind the beat. That's how I do music. For the most part of my beats, they always have hooks on it, my ideas. So I give you perspective. Like, so if you're the artist, I tell you exactly how I felt when I did that beat. So when I did the beat, I just started hearing the sound. The sound was talking to me. So I'm thinking about me and him, how I'm doing it, and how we think back to the Bible. And when Noah was telling people the storm is coming, they didn't believe in him. They told him he was crazy. So I just felt like when me and him started doing music for Fort Worth City and telling people what the idea was behind Fort Worth City, they would laugh at us behind our back, like, to the chair, rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I felt like Noah, like, I believe. Now, 17 years later, the things that we have accomplished, been to the White House, United Nations, did a song with Snoop, like, oh, okay. And around that time,
you know, the White House with Obama, not Trump, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We want people to know.
Yeah,
I ain't going to walk with Trump like Kanye.
Good.
Yeah, we
got while Obama was there.
All right.
So now that we saying what we accomplished from where we started and where we are now, it's been a journey. You know what I'm saying? And we never gave up because we believe in each other. He believed in me, my beats. I believe in lyrics. So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
So that's why I came up with that hook.
So we're going to get into that Noah joint, man. That joint is dope. All right, we in the building. Fort Worth City, throw your fours up. We in the building. Beach Dudes Radio. Y'all know what it is.
Beach is for y'all.
You can see the flag. Ooh, can you go up and see the flag? You can't see it?
You're gonna have to grab it and do it ahead.
Is it Corey?
Yeah.
Yo.
feeling like a soldier, feeling like Hova, and I'm taking over. They thought my life was over because I was a roller, but I strike them like a bowler, just like I told ya. Luck like a clover, blessed like Jehovah, star like Nova. Got the world on my shoulders, and as I get older, the world getting colder. Timberlands on my feet for the cold. Never sold out of soul, dreams have sold my soul. Trying to find my way out of poverty, and at the same time, make my mama proud of me. She gotta be hitting like the lottery, smoking all this pottery in a Honda Odyssey. Price is my astrology, I'm gone. Can't recall last time I was sober. Beholder, king, bow down, kiss my ring. I'm feeling like no one likes the song that we sing. I bring hope, I pull up like the Pope. In my power chair, cleaner than the bar soap. This is dope, what I wrote. Yeah, I got the antidote for the flood when it comes, and I ain't talking about no boat. Got an ark in my heart, big enough to fit the world. According to Genesis, I'm the ruler of the world. I'm the bomb in the Quran. To the Mormons, I'm the dawn. To the Jews, I'm the truth. Shall I carry on?
Change something in hip hop, man. Like, what's going on, something in hip hop that's going on now? What would each one of y'all change in hip hop if you had the power to change it?
I would like two things probably. One is like enough like following. I think there's too much following as far as like you know, cause we do rap music, and rap, as funny as it is, much money as it makes, it's not really respected in a lot of different pockets of society. And we be in a lot of those places sometimes, and people be like, you know, yo, I don't like rap. I hate when they say that, but they be like, I like what y'all did. You know what I mean? Or people be like, or when you listen, or when you people be like, I don't like rap music, and it bugs me out. It's like, why? You just listen to the radio, and there's so much different music. I wish there could be a way that rap is not so like constricted, but like it's not like such a ceiling on hip hop music, because it's so, rap is so beautiful. It's like, yeah, a beautiful thing, and it gets like,
it's poetry.
Yeah, it gets watered down to this thing, because I think a lot of the radio stations, they just play this one thing. They don't open it up. And if I can say, I wish they would open up hip hop music to what it really has to offer.
Yeah.
That's what made me change my style a lot too. I felt like that, as far as what I was going through, that was missing. Like, I didn't hear the story like mine. And from what I know from like real hip hop, that's what it's always been about, like bringing new energy.
The DJs don't do that no more.
Yeah,
they
don't
play
do that no
everybody,
more.
And that's why I don't do that. If you listen to my show, you see I play new stuff every time, because I want to be the first one to play that one. You know, I want to be looking back and be like, I played that kid when people wasn't playing that kid. You know what I'm saying? That makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, everybody play with Funkmaster Flex playing, or everybody play with Envy playing, but it wasn't like that. Back in the early days, when the games first came out, it was about who was the first one to play that joint. And I get it, you know what I mean? And the cats ain't original. A lot of cats ain't original on the lyrics right now.
And it's just like swept under the rug, you know? It's like nobody really says anything about it. So it's like, damn. And then the music I love, that I know, is like this beautiful thing that gets looked at like it's like ignorant, you know? It bothers me. You know?
Now, I think y'all got the joint Time to Change.
Time to wake up. Yeah.
Now, what made y'all, you know, inspiration on that? Especially everybody's about being woke now, and you know what I'm saying. So, what was the inspiration on that?
Yeah, actually, that was another one of those beats that was like, that's a beat. I know that beat. I switched the message. You know what I'm saying? But like, that was a thought that I had for a long time. You know, like, that just was like a thought. Because what I like to do, I get bored with music sometimes and writing. So I like to dig deep into like thoughts I might have, or anybody might have, and be like, how can I just take this word, this thought, and just splat it all over the beat, to where people be like, you be stuck on this one thought for like 4 minutes of a song. So that thought to me was like black people, white people, and the idea of race and racing and the color. You know, when you just look at the words, so you look at, it's like a lot of words are just in your face, conflating what things really are. So I felt like with race and racing and the colors and the state where we are in the world today, it's time for people to wake up and see that color doesn't make people who they are, and it's been a history, and the history of why a lot of the conflict between people just because of race is just based on really nothing, really just a sad history. You know what I mean? That's just now it's just black and white, and now black and white is so much more now. Mm-hmm. You know, like so much more, and like I think when people just take away those words, the colors, and realize it's just words and colors, and the race is just a race, and it's rigged to me. It's like we can't win that race, because we need to stop running that race and wake up, because that's the trap. The race is the trap.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That race that they got us on is where we get messed up at, because we ain't gonna never win that race.
Yeah.
I said, if it was really a race, it wouldn't really be fair, because white people had a head start 400 years.
Yeah. You're right.
So we won.
All right, that's that. We're going to get into that joint right now. All right, time to wake up. Four World City. We definitely, I'm telling you, this joint is definitely motivational. Let's get it, y'all.
Beats Español.
Another hot joint, man. Now, who was, if y'all could work with some other cats out there, man, that y'all haven't worked with yet, who would y'all like to work with?
Nas. Me, I would like to work with like somebody like Stevie Wonder. I want to work with like one of the singing cats, but like rapping, it would be like definitely somebody like Nas. Even as crazy as it sounds, like, I would like to get in a studio with like Kanye West still. Because I feel like with him,
still a genius.
He needs to be found musically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Yeah, he fucking personally. He ain't
like, I wish he could have did Time to Wake Up.
Because
I think what he was trying to say was just really that. Like, I wish he would have, like, here, this is what you're trying to say. You know, like, Because I still feel like that, like, that's where I get excited from, like, stuff that's controversial that you can, like, touch on and make. When you can say it musically, it translates different.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, stuff like that. I like to be challenged when I do music.
So the project basically is just y'all two, you know, the whole joint. Or do y'all got other people featured on it with you?
What is
this? Like, y'all got the album coming in. Tell them the name of the album or the mixtape that you got.
The Spiritual?
Yeah, the Spiritual.
It is right here, Spiritual. Actually, what you had as a gift.
Oh, good looking, family. All right. Oh, yeah. All right, put the wristband on right now.
Yeah,
wristband right now.
That's the mixtape.
All right.
That's basically just me and him.
Yeah. Just you and him?
Yeah, like, we've been doing it from the start. Like, you know, we got like one girl on there. Her name is Tabitha Haley on a music song. And I think that might be it.
She's also in the chair. So.
Yeah, she's in the chair.
Wow, wow.
But what we trying to do, because Forward City is a collective thing. Like, we do Forward City musically, but if you really look at it,
yeah, I see. It's like y'all got some other people.
Yeah.
I seen that. Like, it's like, yeah.
Stuff what we do. That's why a lot of our videos are like candid. Like, we might be something like we actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we just react. Like, we like.
Nah, y'all got to move,
like, we actually doing with people. We actually with us and we know.
Yeah, you know, I seen that. Y'all got a real movement. I seen, like, you know, I meant to ask you that too. Like, it's like a lot of people that follow y'all that probably been in certain situations like themselves, and it looked like y'all got a big movement like that. Y'all created your own movement in hip hop. That's how it looks from afar.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what y'all intention, but I'm telling you, from a brother looking in, it's like y'all created your own hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, you say people say they got the Napstat rappers. You know, y'all got to like your own generation. But the one thing I definitely like, though, man, like, who idea was it? Now, did y'all work with Apple to shoot that video in there, or somebody idea was that? Because it looks like y'all down with Apple, and it looks kind of hot.
But we are.
That song,
Bump That, right? You got it. It might go over people's heads because it's so I think it's a little. Like, we kind of went past the message a little bit, but the message is what you're saying. It's like, cause it's ain't Bump That. You know, you want that Triple Blunt Fact, First of the Month, right? Who was doing for the lunch pack? Like, you listen to the verses, it's talking about like hip hop and the spirit of the hood and how it has kind of changed and how hip hop has changed with it. That's the message of that song. But if you look at the video, right, you'll see like we in the Apple Store, right? And I'm actually playing, like, I'm actually listening to the song in the headphone, rapping the song from the phone inside the Apple Store. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my song. I'm in the Apple Store, sitting in the Apple Store, rapping a song that I did in his house, in his home studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's what music is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tell somebody to bump that, that's how you do it now. You don't go get this tape. That's just like, go bump that, right? So we like just showing you like this is the actual act of bumping this song.
Now, what advice can y'all give any artists out there? Because y'all have a lot of accomplishments. Y'all have a lot of things that, y'all been a lot of places that artists dream of. Like, what advice could y'all give them, man? If y'all had anything to tell anybody out there.
Me, you just gotta stay consistent, believe in yourself, man. It's not an easy road. You really gotta love it. You can't be in it just for the money. You gotta love it for real. Even without the money, you still wanna do it. Like, if you love it like that, then that's what you need to be doing.
No doubt.
I really like, cause I like where we at right now. This we workplace, because that's what we do. We work. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I think That's the key to it, just like working, because a lot of stuff that's happened for us, that's like, oh, like they did that, it probably happened because we was doing something else. Like, probably a show we did, somebody seen us,
mm-hmm.
and that led to somebody writing about us, and somebody seeing that, and somebody being like, oh, would y'all like to do this? And it started, and that comes from like, you gotta plant the seed. And sometimes people don't see it right in front of them, So they don't even make the effort. Mm. They don't even put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they want to like see it right.
They want it right away.
Yeah, they just don't. So you know, I just like doing the work now because I feel like everything else come on the back. Whenever it come, I feel like it's going to come from something we actually did or doing. Mm.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get into that bump that, and I let you guys go, man, is there anything about y'all, man, that y'all want to tell the world, man, that I ain't touch up on, that job that I want y'all to let the world know out there?
We out here, man. We got different type of music. We don't only do this wheelchair music thing with that positive message.
Mm-hmm.
We got music for the ladies too, and that's coming.
So,
music that y'all haven't heard before, but. Just be ready. We coming.
All right. That's what's up. So, I mean, let them know how they can follow y'all, man, and keep up with y'all and get y'all music and all that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever y'all do, Twitter, Four Wheel City, Facebook, Four Wheel City, number 4, Wheel, WHEELCITY, Four Wheel City, Graham on Instagram, put the Graham at the end of Four Wheel City, FourWheelCity@gmail.com, FourWheelCity.com. Everything is Four Wheel City, you know, mm-hmm. We keep it straight. If you're looking for
us, great brand.
Just put it Four Wheel City, you know what I mean? And we're about to do our Welcome to Reality tour. It's going to be like the third or fourth installment of it. We've been doing this for like 10 years, the Welcome to Reality tour. And so it's like, we're going to the 2019 South by Southwest. We're going to kick it off over there. And like, so y'all just stay in the loop with that type of stuff. And, that Spiritual Mixtape is bumping right now. Go get that. iTunes, Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
The Four Wheel City the same way.
Oh,
got a couple of other joints on there too.
Well, you know, fam, I always tell you, you got a home here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all got my support. All y'all got to do is send it through, and y'all know it's like magic. It's all day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? So we're going to get into that. Bump that, because that's my joint. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a 90s. That just reminds me of some Tribe Called Quest or something like that.
Let me tell you, that's what that song's supposed to do for the people who understand that type of music. Because we actually recorded it like a few days after Prodigy passed away.
I'm like,
I'm Mr. Real Hip Hop. And I think the first verse, I might have wrote that verse when I was maybe 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the intelligent hip hop,
we had to have some.
So I wanted to make a song that was like, I wanted to pay homage to that sound and like Prodigy, and like with that.
You hit it, cause you know I'm definitely a '90s head, and I was feeling. I know, I got that little feel right there. I love to get that when it comes through.
It's hard.
But we gonna get into that joint right now. Y'all let me know. All right, Beast Through Radio, y'all already know. We gonna have them on the website. Everything, all the information on how you can follow them. We in the building. All right, Four Wheel City. Let's do it.
Yeah, in the end, all red devils gon' die. All the gods on the earth celebrate high. Act civilized, illuminized, legitimized, crime legalized through the eyes of righteous God. The villain wins, sinners gone by enlightened men. After battles, heroes sense the heroines. Society secrets, underworld powers control the weakest. We stand defeated, but only the strong can see it. The devil's losing, the gods of freedom fighters moving. Show and proving, the choice is yours to get to choosing. Yeah. You know you want that, truth or blunt facts. First of the month rap, food for thought for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, rotation where the blunt at. You bump that, you know you want that, truth or blunt facts. First of the month rap, food for thought for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, rotation where the blunt at. If you listen to my rhyming, you discover that truth is discovered in timing. Truth that cuts like a diamond, start that form in alignment. The beating heart of a giant, and then I'm on assignment to drop spiritual science. I'm a lyrical tyrant, do what I say like I'm siren. Or prepare to hear sirens. Oh God, shoot the gods, play cards with kings. Get a massage in the Mars, we're in the Cuban link. Knievel. Dread the needle so I can see you just like an eagle. I'm a prophet like Moses, I was sent to free you. You say you're starving for truth, let my word
hey, yo, pump you. That, you know you want that. Truth or blunt facts, first of the month rap. Oof, a door for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, imitation where the blunt at. You bump that, you know you want that. Truth or blunt facts, first of the month rap. Oof, a door for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, imitation where the blunt at. Before hip hop sold soul for material things, and the gods on earth became material kings. We was on like a conscious spiritual beings, and wisdom was our goal and our spiritual bling. But when you take a man's queen and make her a fiend, and this prince and this princess don't have anything, and poverty strikes, you on the verge of these strikes, and the judge throw the curve at you and give you 20 to life. Whoa, no, tell me where do we go? I know, a change is coming, I can feel it in my soul. Hey yo, bump that, you know you want that. Truth or blunt facts, first of the month rap. Oof, a door for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, imitation where the blunt at. You bump that, you know you want that. Truth or blunt facts, first of the month rap. Oof, a door for your lunch pack. This track can have you hunchback, screaming what's that. But you know you love that, imitation where the blunt at.
Try this beef stew.